So I started out making guitars, and then I got more interested in folk music. I was making some mandolins and a lot of ukuleles. And I actually got interested in playing the banjo. So my musician side became interested in playing the banjo. And then I just started making them and thought, oh yeah, I'm onto something here. And it's, it sort of snowballed a bit. I just had orders for banjos, so I stopped making anything else, and now I am the banjo specialist.
There's a banjo specialist in Brittany, but probably in France as well. There can't be many of you.
I think there's certainly one other doing it professionally, but I think there's other luthiers, other guitar makers that sort of dabble a bit. But yeah, it's pretty niche.
We're sitting in a room here with some of your banjos displayed. It represents a lot of work, I imagine.
Yeah, there is. Especially all of the inlays in particular. That takes a lot of work. Hours hunched over a bench.
I can see that there are other banjos which don't have your particular logo, which is a snail. Now, does that reflect anything about the speed of your work or what?
That's more about the speed of banjo players. Yeah, it sort of started out as a bit of a joke because banjo players, they tend to like playing extremely quickly. So I thought it'd be funny to put a snail on. And people like the snail. You don't have to have the snail. It's an option, but it's a popular option.
Your banjo playing has led to monthly jam sessions, not just banjo, but bluegrass music. How's that come about?
People just want to get together and, you know, play music because it's all very well playing music at home on your own is great, but all it's really comes to life when you're actually playing with other people, especially like bluegrass music.
You started this thing once a month. You meet in the Café Ch'ticoz in Bulat.
That's right.
And the last one I went to, there were a lot of musicians.
I think we had 30 musicians a lot of people just came to watch as well, to soak up the atmosphere and listen to the music.
There was a whole orchestra there, wasn't there?
There was, yeah.
And they come from everywhere. I met somebody who came from Trigy.
Yeah. There were some people from St. Malo, some people from Pont-Aven, you know, down in Finisterre. We also had a band from Toulouse who were on tour in Brittany, and they just came for the jam session. Yeah, it's been good. We just started it at the end of last year. We thought, well, if it's only me and some other guy, then that'll be okay. But 20 people turned up in January, so that's good. Yeah.
And it's led to this first time round. There's going to be a bluegrass festival that you're organising now over Easter.
There is. Bluegrass Old Time Festival. I keep saying old time as well because it's just a bit of technical detail. Old time music is the kind of music that was the precursor to bluegrass. So it's more of the traditional sounding stuff from the US.
Same instruments, but
a different feel. And the people who are really passionate about old time music will be annoyed if I don't mention it.
Old time music came before bluegrass, is that what you're saying?
It did, yeah.
Okay, and what's happened that made it into bluegrass? Was it more instruments or more complicated music?
Bluegrass music is sort of like a hot-rodded type of old-time music.
More energetic,
and it's become more commercial as well. That was probably the driving force for it in the 1940s. Old-time music is sort of like an amalgamation between folk music brought over the settlers that came over from like the England and Ireland and Scotland. They brought their folk music there. And then, you know, the slaves that, well, unfortunately had to be there. And they sort of like brought over their music as well. And then that's where the actual banjo was developed. It has its roots in Africa, but it's sort of like the banjo as we know it came about in the Caribbean amongst the slaves. And then it was brought to the Americas and then developed from then on, yeah.
So we're going back to the Bluegrass Festival.
Yes,
what's
going
to happen during the festival? Is it not just playing music, is it?
It's mostly, playing music. It's like a giant jam weekend. We also have some ateliers, some workshops. So we've got some teachers who are coming to give lessons on various instruments.
Oh, not just the banjo?
Not just the banjo, no. It's like for people who can probably play an instrument already, for example, a guitar player or a mandolin player, there are plenty of guitar players around. In Brittany, there are plenty of mandolin players around that play Celtic style, but maybe they want to get into bluegrass music. It's the same instrument, but it's not exactly the same playing style. So this is the opportunity for them to broaden their repertoire. We've got two kinds of banjo. We have got old-time banjo and bluegrass banjo. We've got a singing class. We have dobro, which is an instrument. It's a kind of resonated guitar that you play flat on your lap. That's got its roots in Hawaiian music. That's another interesting thing there. We've got guitar. We've got mandolin. We've got violin. There's a lot of fiddle playing involved in bluegrass music. And we've also got it's called Technique to Jam Bluegrass. It's not one specific instrument, so you can go with any instrument, but it's how you sort of like place yourself in a bluegrass jam, which is pretty interesting, really, because you see like 30 musicians all playing at once. It can be a bit of a racket. So, it's good to sort of know, it's like an etiquette.
Okay, and this is taking place at the Stikos.
It is taking place at the Stikos, but also the Mary of Bulat has very kindly offered us use of some rooms and some buildings around the Borg. So we've got plenty of space for jamming and the teaching and the learning. And
it's a first time?
Well, it's the first time for Central Brittany. It's the first time for Bulat. I used to be involved in organising a very similar event down in the Morbihan. It's a very similar sort of thing, but we're sort of trying to amp it up a little bit for this time. I always wanted to have a festival 3 kilometres from my house, so that's what we've done. There's more information on our website, if I can say that. That's bulatbluegrass.com.
And that's in English and in French?
Yes, yeah. Uh-huh. We've got an English and French language website. Yeah.
Okay. Well, could I ask you to play us a little bit, just to see us out?
Oh, okay. So,
tell me what you've picked up.
So I've picked up a banjo. This is one of the banjos that I make. This is a 5-string open back banjo, which would mainly be used for old time music. It's that fifth step. Maybe I'll tune it. What about that? This is a sound that you hear quite a lot at bluegrass jams. It's the sound of a banjo tuning up. So there's different ways of playing the banjo. This is my I'm playing the claw, called the claw hammer style, and that is the with downstrokes.
Indeed, Sam.
Thank you.